This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As negotiators ramp up their work at the climate change talks in Paris, some people in Wisconsin are paying attention. They're hoping to shape the future of power generation and reduce emissions that contribute to global warming and other problems. But as Chuck Kornbach reports, many utilities and conservative politicians favor a go-slow approach.
The climate change discussions in France have given new energy to those who want cleaner energy sources. Last weekend in Milwaukee, about 200 people took part in a rally urging negotiators to take strong action in Paris to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. A little bit of revolution and music were in the air. Sunshine, as in more solar power, is the path for some people. Carl Segrist used to work on renewable energy projects for the state's largest utility, We Energies. Segrist is now a solar consultant and optimistic about reducing use of fossil fuels.
Efficiency always has to come first, and I think all of us know there's a lot of inefficiency in our energy system. And I think you combine that with a lot of new renewables. I'm bullish on energy storage, not maybe in the next 5 or 10 years, but I think 10 years out, we'll probably have a lot more storage available. I think the future is going to be bright.
Better storage of energy generated by solar panels or wind turbines is considered vital to a more consistent supply of green power. In the meantime, other advocates favor converting more coal-burning power plants to cleaner-burning natural gas. We Energies recently completed that conversion of the two generating units at its Valley Power Plant near downtown Milwaukee. As the news media walked through the noisy plant, We Energies Senior Vice President for Power Generation, Tom Metcalf, pointed out the main change, the addition of bright yellow pipes.
The yellow pipe here is bringing the natural gas into the boilers. And what we're looking at here is Unit 1, and on the other side is Unit 2.
But Metcalf says switching to natural gas isn't in the cards for every power plant.
You know, I cast your mind back to the polar vortex. We had a very challenging period in getting coal to some of our facilities, and we relied heavily on our gas plants during that time period. But you can't put everything into gas. It's just not a great strategy. You've got to be diverse. You've got to be mixed.
In fact, Metcalf says We Energies wants Wisconsin to apply for a 2-year delay in implementing the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan. That's the president's key climate change initiative that targets CO2 emissions from old and proposed fossil fuel power plants. But even some people uncertain about climate change say blocking the Clean Power Plan means the U.S. would miss out on other gains from the federal rule.
What do you want? You want some water or some milk?
No, yeah.
Mount Pleasant resident Bill Pringle plays kitchen server to two of his 5 children. When the family lived in Caledonia, close to the We Energies coal-fired plant in Oak Creek, Pringle says his loved ones suffered from asthma and other severe breathing problems. He says if the federal government targets carbon dioxide and in the process also reduces power plant emissions of soot, that would be a plus.
I know people that work inside the plant, and I know people that live in the community, and I lived in the community with my family. It's not a clean area. It's not a clean environment.
Pringle says while the talks in France go on, he'll continue to circulate a petition calling for the massive Oak Creek plant to be switched to natural gas. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.